T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the Delco Times, the amazing and incredible Jack McCaffrey's online. Hi, Jackie.
Welcome to Bluebell, Ange.
Are you? Where are you, Jack? Am I close to you?
Very close. I'm not in Bluebell, but I'm in White Marsh, which is not far from there at all.
You
used to live in Bluebell was Ryan Howard, I thought, lived in Bluebell.
Yeah, I know. Sure. They needed a big name after he left, and now it's me.
There you go.
Maybe not.
Time there. It's
not
a place.
I can't believe nobody welcomed me. Hey, Jack, we got a lot of ground to cover here. Let's start with Jimmy Butler. First impressions after his news conference yesterday.
He hit every right note, said everything that he should have said. He should be a great addition to that team. The way it works now is that they've got everything in place. They've got their 3 stars in place that are necessary to compete for a championship. So all the processing is done. All the experimenting is done. They've got the guy that will give them an opportunity to maximize what Joel Embiid can do, especially in a year when Embiid is putting up historic numbers, when he's healthy, when he seems to be at his peak. This is a really, really good move for the Sixers.
All right. Rhea handed this to me at the beginning of the show. It's from some women writing for SB Nation. Out of Minnesota, she says, it also boils down to character. I think Jimmy Butler is an absolute a-hole. Is that a concern?
Yeah, it's a little over the top, but yep. There's a risk there because it's 2 teams now that decided, you know, this might not be the guy for us.
It's a pattern.
29-year-old player and the Bulls. He ripped Hoiberg with the Bulls, and then he went into the Timberwolves. He caused a disturbance there.
Right.
So you've got to have that in the back of your mind, but not if you're the Sixers today. He comes in with an open slate. Let's see what he does. But I thought that whatever those women wrote was a little over the top the way they phrased it.
Yep.
And the Sixers are well coached. They've got a guy that can handle this. They've got a locker room that's strong enough to handle it. And Butler just seemed to be perfect for what they need right now.
Jack, let's talk about the interrelationship between him and the other stars. He does seem to have the same commitment to winning that we see every night with Embiid. Do you see them coexisting okay?
It shouldn't be a problem. Either way, you were going to have a third star anyway. So, yeah, he's going to have to figure out a way to mesh with those guys. And Bede's got a great attitude. Nothing seems to bother him. And as far as what he'll coexist with Simmons is that you really have to surround Simmons with scorers or shooters. So what this will do is this should make Simmons better. Simmons will be able to distribute. This is one more scorer for Simmons to distribute the ball to, and a little less pressure for Simmons to be able to take these outside shots that myself and a lot of people keep badgering him about.
Right.
He won't have to do that quite as often, so that should be good. The only thing I would say is that long-term with Simmons, a lot of things with Simmons is about the team Simmons. It's like what's best for his image going forward, and if he somehow is suppressed to the third star on the team or the third personality on the team, the people surrounding him may not appreciate that, and he could sometime leave the Sixers. But again, he signed through next year. It's not an issue anytime soon. Simmons and Embiid should coexist very well.
Right. Jack, here's the one that I think is going to be fascinating to watch, because his complaints in Minnesota were with the young players that he considered soft. Looking at Fultz, I see a guy who's soft. Do you think there's going to be a problem there if Fultz is passing up open jumpers and doing things that are hurting the team? And do you think Butler will say something to Fultz?
Could be.
Yeah.
Where that won't be a problem is that ultimately Fultz is going to be dismissed down to the end of the bench, and probably sooner than later.
Really?
So No, again, like I said when we started this conversation, is the time for experiments and processes and tanking, that's over. Mm-hmm. There's no more time now to be experimenting with Markelle Fultz. So Markelle Fultz, he may be soft, he may be just an incompetent player, but he's not going to be a significant enough figure going forward in what the Sixers are trying to do to annoy Jimmy Butler to the point where he's going to make an issue about it.
You know, I'm going to tell you what I love. This may be the best moment in the whole news coverage, Jack, because he barely met Fultz. And yet he's asked at the news conference about Fultz, and Jimmy has no reluctance giving you his theory on Fultz. Listen to this.
He's a talented young player. I think that from what I can tell, a lot of things are mental. In this league, I think 90% of it is mental. If you think you can do something, you really can.
He didn't even hesitate to go the mental route. I love it, Jack. He didn't hesitate. No problem.
Yeah, he's not going to cause a problem right at the beginning. Yeah. I guess apparently they worked out together at some point or at some common area in California.
Right.
He has some kind of familiarity with him. But if Jimmy Butler is going to cause a problem with anybody, it's going to be with somebody who's significant to what they're trying to do. And the significance of Markelle Fultz is about to disappear.
Well, if you're keeping track at home, McCaffrey, clearly not a Fultz fan.
One time Jack said to us that he expects Fultz to, what did you say, the D-League or the European League?
The Euro League. I'd say sometime in his career, he'll be, as a younger man, will be out of the league and playing somewhere overseas. I foresee that. Yeah.
Jack's right, though. I mean, the significance of Fultz is now way on the back burner. You brought in Butler. You're going to win now. The experimentation's over with.
Jack, I love your attitude. Let's see if you have the same approach toward the Eagles. All right? Jack, what are you seeing at 4-5 with this team? What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that they're too injured to compete for a championship this year. Now, you might come back to me and say, well, they were injured last year, but they were injured in different ways. They were injured along the surface. They were injured at one position per one player per position. They lost a quarterback, they had a quarterback. They lost a running back, they had a Jai. This year, they just seem to have depth of injuries, too many of them, especially in the secondary. You saw it against Dallas. They couldn't stop anybody when you had to. It's impolite for pro athletes or any athletes really to use injuries as an excuse, but it's not impolite for me to say, listen, this is what happened. They had too many injuries this year to compete at that high level in that league. And that's what I see. It's a team that now is down to using guys who they've already cut once this year in starting roles. It just wasn't, apparently it wasn't their year. A lot of things went their way last year. It hasn't gone that way this year. Regroup and see if you can't get it together next year. I don't see them recovering from this. No.
Jack, you're not going to believe what just happened. Jimmy Butler called on our line, and he said, get this guy off. He's soft.
Stop.
Jack, nobody uses injuries as an excuse. They don't have so many injuries on offense that they have to stink the first half every game. They got more weapons now on offense than they ever had. What are you talking about? How do you end up scoring 3 points in the first half against the Cowboys with Golden Tate and Alshon Jeffrey and Zach Ertz and this kid Josh Adams, and I got the best quarterback in the game, young quarterback? What the hell are you talking about, McCaffrey, you jackass?
You're talking about Adams. You're talking about a guy who didn't make it out of training camp without getting cut.
Oh, that's stop. Did you watch the game, you dope?
Yeah, he's got some talent. He's got some talent. It's such a fine line in that league between being very successful and having a losing record. And I'm not playing. If I was playing, I wouldn't use injuries as an excuse.
Right.
But if I'm analyzing from afar, if I'm looking at what I see, I mean, I'll be honest with you. To me, and I'm getting a little off track here, that's why the Flyers haven't won a Stanley Cup since 74. They've had just ridiculous injury trouble.
All right, that's
some
it.
Teams
that's
just have them
that's it, Al. I'm cutting him off now. He's using injuries for the Flyers.
Can I ask him to clarify one thing?
Oh, jeez.
Jack, is it injuries more on the defensive side and not? Because really, on the offensive side, there's no excuse for what's been taking place.
Right.
In the first half of games.
Of course, they missed Ajayi and Sproles, so now they're down to running backs. Just the kind of running backs that average teams have. And defensively, yes, I agree with you. It was defensively is where they had to. Of course, they have to. You see it.
Jack, I'm going to tell you what John Johnson told me before, because I know you guys are pretty close. He said McCaffrey's going to be amazing on basketball, but he's not. He does not have
injuries.
The same
level
of skill in football. That's all I'm saying, Jack.
I remember saying
that. Read him in every sport. He'll either delight you or annoy you.
Oh, he'll
but
annoy
he'll be
you.
Great.
He can do both.
Delco Times, a great Jack McCaffrey. Thank you, Jackie.
Thanks, Ange.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.